Your morning team show on WSGW.
There's one for you, 19 for me.
You, along with Dave, Pat, and Charlie, and the Tax Man.
Because I'm the Tax Man.
I said the Tax Man is what
yeah,
I said.
I'm the Tax Man.
641WSW.com. As you're listening this morning, remember you're listening to an audio stream that's presented by Midland Furniture Garage, MidlandFurnitureGarage.com. Listening on 100.5 and 790, listening through Alexa and Siri as well.
Because I'm the Tax Man.
Yeah, whenever we talk taxes, we have the Tax Man song.
If you drive a car,
the Beatles. You're hearing news reports that the Internal Revenue Service, in its kindness and its benevolence, recognizing some of the struggles that are still going on with Americans and some of the ways that taxes are a little bit more complicated because of different stimulus and unemployment and such like that, that the tax deadline has been extended to May 17th.
Yeah, and that was a change within a week. Last week, they had extended it to that time period for people in Texas and Oklahoma because of the storms that were affected down there, but it only affected those two states, and now they've made it nationwide.
They have. That's what you're hearing. IRS extends the tax deadline. IRS tax deadline, May 17th. That tax deadline, May 17th. Everything's okay. You got a whole couple more months, or another month, I guess.
Well, a couple months from now.
Yeah, true. A couple of months from now.
That doesn't bother Pat and me. We've already filed.
That's true.
And I have, too.
Oh, have you?
Too?
Okay,
yes,
all right.
Yes. And, of course, we remind you about the key information that may not have been broadcast as much as you're just hearing the tax deadline has been extended. That, of course, is the federal filing tax deadline that
right.
has been extended. The state
not
deadline
the Michigan, eh?
Has not.
Ah, okay.
And while federal payments also have been extended to May 17th, your state payment is still due April 15th.
And that may affect some people because what goes on in your federal can impact your Michigan if you have gains and things like that.
Generally, you have to do the federal before you can do the state.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And this harkens back to last year. Because remember last year they extended the tax deadline.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember saying the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was immediately, if not sooner, that the state of Michigan and frankly all other states said, guess we should extend our deadline too because they recognize the same situation. My guess is at some point the state of Michigan is going to say, hey, your state deadline is also going to be May 17th.
One would imagine.
Hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, but we have a lot of key players in Lansing listening in our audience, Charlie. So,
so get it
maybe,
done.
Maybe this message will get across.
I can't see why they couldn't, they wouldn't do that because, I mean, that's the, and this is the same thing that happened last year. And I remember saying the same thing. It's like, you know, it sounds fun to say. You just can't blanket say that the tax deadline has been extended because federally it has, but statewide it's. And I went to the IRS site just to try and get, see, they're presenting the information and they got it there. You know, it does talk about the federal income tax filing date being extended, but it's on page 2 that it gets down to only applies to individual federal returns, not state tax payments or also filing tax returns. It says here for 42 states. I guess there are states that already have some filing and payment deadlines that are varying. So other states have already perhaps already done some varying. But
how do we go about that in Michigan? Is that something that's got to be passed in the legislature? Or
I'm trying to think of how it happened.
How'd that happen last year?
It happened last year, and I can't remember.
I don't know if the
governor can just say by decree, or does the legislature have to do any kind of official?
Or it could be the executive order.
Maybe.
State treasurer, perhaps. I don't know.
It could be.
Yeah.
But do it, Michigan. And we'll get the word out. Because if not, again, for people who don't think they have to file federally, okay, yay. But then when you realize you got to do your state taxes, you got to do your federal before you do your state.
Right, yes.
Unless I'm missing something, then a certified public accountant can certainly call and let me know. But just want to make sure that the clarification was out there.
If it was done last year, I'd assume.
I would assume
done
too, yeah.
Again, since it's been extended.
And again, the payment for your federal has been extended too to May 17th, and you won't incur any interests either
right.
If you wait until then. Of course, all those like us three, and I'm sure that there are thousands of others, millions of others, I'm sure, that have already done their tax returns, are going like, well, now you tell me.
Yeah. Or, you know what? No, I'm still happy we got ours done.
Well, it's got to be done anyway.
Yeah, right.
So,
right.
Yeah. Might as well get it done. Exactly right. Might as well take care of it. So, all right. There's your information. And if you want more information when it comes to any kind of tax questions, I do recommend, when it comes to government-friendly online sites, IRS.gov actually is pretty friendly, pretty helpful, and everything you should need to know, federal-wise anyway, IRS.gov.